This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Couple of weeks from now, big deadline looming. Real ID. And joining us, Pennsylvania State Senator Lindsey Williams of the 38th District. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
You have been leading the charge to try to get people to do this. So what's the game plan?
So it's finally here. Real ID, you know, was federal law that was passed after 9/11. It's been delayed a couple of times, but now we're back. Final enforcement starts May 7th. We've had tons of people contacting our office about, do they need it? What do they need for it? And so we're having an event tomorrow with PennDOT that you can watch on my website, SenatorLindseyWilliams.com at 11 a.m. If you can't watch it live, we'll have it recorded. You can watch it later. It helps you get through, like, what do you need, where people get tripped up. You know, you need your original birth certificate with a raised seal. Your names on your documents need to match. If you've changed your name because you've gotten married or divorced, you need those documents. My office has helped constituents get all of those pieces of paper, track them down, get what you need to get those real IDs.
For those that don't know, and as Senator, you're acutely aware, if you want to fly domestically, you have to have this real ID or a valid passport at minimum. But if not, you will not be able to board an aircraft. Is that correct?
That is correct. So board an aircraft, enter a military base, or enter a federal facility. So if you get called for jury duty, you need that to get into the federal building downtown.
Boy, this is going to open up a whole series of issues that I know. You know what's coming after May 7th is when people are going to go to the airport. They're going to go, I didn't know about this. And that's the whole idea of what you're doing, is to try to make people aware and facilitate it too.
We're trying to get the word out, trying to help you, because people have gotten tripped up over, you know, they think they have their original birth certificate, and they do, but before a certain time, they didn't have a raised seal. So we might need to get you a new birth certificate, or they might have their certificate from when they got married, but that's not your marriage license. You need your marriage license from the county in which that license was issued. So there's a lot of work, and it takes some time to track those documents down. So if you have a flight coming up, you know, start this process as soon as you possibly can. PennDOT is hosting Real ID Days on Mondays at driver's license centers when they're normally closed. So all they're going to do is process Real IDs. There's one in my district in Allison Park that the last ones are this coming Monday, April 28th, and then May 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 4:15. But once again, if you have questions, watch that event on my website tomorrow at 11 a.m. and we'll answer the questions that we can. And then if you still have questions, call my office or your state rep or your state senator and have them help you get the documents that you need.
Senator, appreciate it. Great stuff. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Pennsylvania Senator Lindsey Williams from the 38th District. And You have your real ID, Aaron, don't you?
No.
You're giving me that look. Are you planning on flying anytime soon?
You know, I could randomly, you know, because my husband can be spontaneous like that.
Well, more importantly, he travels periodically by air. So he's got, does he have his?
No.
Oh, boy. Does he have a passport?
Yes, he does have his passport. But we are going to have to make a decision here sooner rather than later.
Apparently, you're not alone. I don't have mine either. I went once, and I didn't have all the documents, and I said, well, I'll come back. And then I just didn't go back.
That's why these webinars are helpful. I know Jay, you know, Jay Costa did one as well, because there's so many little things you need, and if you're missing one.
Plus, as Senator Williams pointed out, mm-hmm. they're getting calls.
Yes.
Like, that's the, like, hey, help us, so.
Right.
And then after May 7th, you could still get a real ID.
Right.
But you can't, if you don't have a passport, fly domestically if you don't have one starting on May 7th. So we'll have a live report, no doubt, from the airport that day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.